Hello again. This is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth, podcasting from historic Hyde Park, New York. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. And my focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously. This is episode 9, entitled God's Circumstances or Opportunities as a Means of Communication from God. In previous episodes, I've been concentrating on the different ways God is able to communicate with us. Another way that the Holy Spirit can communicate God's plan is by ordering the circumstances in our lives. These circumstances are often opportunities to fulfill God's plan for your life. Thomas Alva Edison said, "The reason a lot of people do not recognize opportunity is because it usually goes around wearing overalls looking like hard work." Isn't that the truth? The challenges that God puts before us will often seem greater than we can accomplish. But it's also important to remember, God doesn't call the capable, He calls the available. And that if He has called you, then He will enable and empower you to do what He's called you to do. And you have to also realize that some of our important opportunities have a timeline. If we delay a decision, the opportunity may be gone forever. Sometimes our doubts and fears keep us from making a choice that involves change. Therefore, the opportunity can be missed. But at the same time, I want you to remind you of the wisdom that is found in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 12. And what I'm going to read is a paraphrase from the Message Bible. The Message Bible says, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything that you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health, and your bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give Him the first and the best. Your barns will burst and your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under His loving correction. It's the child He loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all of this." See, the bottom line is that God loves you and He wants the best for you. His best will lead you to meaning and purpose in your life and in honoring Him. Some might be surprised that God has a plan or a call for your life. So that's new to a lot of people. But yes, He does have a plan for you. And a hint of that we see in Psalm 139:16. The psalmist says the following: "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed before I was even born, and in your book they were all written, the days that were fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." You see, God knew what He wanted for you, and He knew you even before you were born. And even then, He had a plan established for you. Then, of course, there's Jeremiah 29:11, which I use often. And the writer says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." What's so important to realize is that God is for you and not against you. He wants you to prosper in all that you do. Because when you follow Jesus Christ, it follows that you will glorify Father God. So the key to a blessed life is that you must know His plan for you. Because God is spiritual or unseen, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that we must learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, what do I mean by walking by faith? First of all, to walk by faith means that you know God's plan and His purpose for your life. As someone once said, faith is impossible unless the will of God is known. That's why hearing from God is so important to success in life, because it is the foundation of your faith. The second point is, what are you supposed to have faith in? Now, your faith should not be in faith itself, meaning that you can't will your faith into being. You can't just grit your teeth, clench your fists, and make faith a reality. Your faith must be in Jesus Christ and Him alone. You see, Jesus is the one who died for you. He cleansed you of your sin. He accepted you into the family of God, and He's given you a purpose and a plan for your life. Your faith will grow as you continue in your relationship with Him. Your relationship involves prayer, learning to hear Him, spending time in the Word, and fellowshipping with other believers. You may be encouraged by the Scriptures, and that's the purpose of the Scriptures, to edify, to encourage, to exhort. But believe it or not, your faith cannot be on the words on the page. Your faith must be in Jesus and Him alone. There's an interesting episode in John chapter 5, verse 39. Jesus is speaking to the legalistic Jews who are opposed to Him. And this is what He says, beginning in verse 9. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they, the Scriptures, which testify of Me. But you are not willing to come to Me that you may have life. In other words, the religious Jews were so in love with the Scriptures that they forgot who the author of the Scriptures was. Jesus, God in the flesh. Now, the Bible is a book filled with the promises that God has made. Now, some theologians say that there are 1,000 promises in the Bible. Others say that there are well over 5,000 promises in the Bible. But again, our faith is not in the promise, but our faith is in the one who makes the promise, and that is God. Remember, if God is for you, who could possibly be against you? Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, you can't imagine what God with all His power and authority wants to do in you and through you. Now Christians often use the phrase that God opens or closes doors. When God opens a door, it usually means an opportunity to fulfill His plan for you. Whereas when He closes a door, it means that the path that you're thinking of is not part of God's plan, or He's not in that plan. In either case, opening and closing doors is for the fulfillment of His plan for you. Now, just as a side note, let me remind you that God will never force you to make a decision, right or wrong. Your choices are always yours to make. Now, it's important to distinguish between a coincidence and a God incidence. A coincidence is random, and it can be a beneficial thing or it can be a harmful thing, but it's strictly by chance. A God incidence, as the name implies, is a circumstance God has orchestrated. You see, it's a God setup. Remember, as Romans 8:28 states, all things work out for good to those who love Him and are called to His purpose. Love in this context means that you obey Him. Call to His purpose means that you sense God's calling to some purpose that He has for you. Now, I want to share with you a good illustration that shows how God can open and close doors. And it's found in Acts 16, and it involves the Apostle Paul, Silas, and Timothy. They were sharing the gospel in Asia Minor. Today, that would be modern Turkey. They also visited the churches that had been established in those areas during Paul's first missionary journey through that area. The Bible then says that at some point, they were forbidden. The door was closed by the Holy Spirit to continue preaching the word in Asia, or what was modern Turkey. Then they tried to go to Bithynia, another area in Turkey, but the Spirit did not permit them. The door was closed to continue their original plan. Then finally, they were in northern Turkey, which is Troas, which borders onto Greece. And it says that a vision appeared to Paul in the night. The vision was of a man from Macedonia, which is modern-day Greece, who stood up and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, they immediately made their way to Macedonia. You see, Paul's conclusion was that the Lord was calling them to preach the gospel in Macedonia, or what we would know as Greece. Now, you might reasonably ask, what's so significant about this journey or event? Here's what's so significant. Paul established 7 important churches in Macedonia. These are the very same churches, the same 7 churches, mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3. They are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. God's plan was that the Apostle Paul was to establish these churches in Macedonia. Paul could have resisted the closed door. He could have forced it open. But then he would not have accomplished God's best. You see, in God, nothing happens by accident. In my life as a Christian, God has invited me to walk through doors of opportunity. And I can remember clearly sensing God's presence and urging to go through the door. But to be honest, I wasn't always filled with faith and boldness. In my case, I always tried to make sure that I wasn't trying to do something that I wanted to do. And what I mean by that is that it wasn't something that would simply appeal to my ego, because deception is at the core of ego. There was always a sense of, really, God, is this you? Because this isn't part of my plan. As I stepped through the open door, I would often encounter obstacles. And the scriptures state that God is for you, but remember, the devil is against you. Don't be surprised if it isn't smooth sailing. I encourage you, don't quit. I'd encourage you, as a matter of fact, to read 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. In that account, the prophet Elijah and his servant are being pursued by the king of Syria. And on this night, they go to sleep in a hut, and the next morning, the scripture says, and I'm beginning with verse 15, "And when the servant of Elisha, the man of God, arose early and went out, there was an army, the Syrian army, surrounding the city, and they had horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?' Listen to Elisha's response. 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.' And then Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.' Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." When you're in God's plan and you meet those obstacles, when you meet those struggles, you need to look to the spiritual and see the chariots of fire surrounding you and protecting you. Fear not, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As a final note, once you start the journey into God's provision for you, don't turn back. In a sense, you're halfway there by just taking a step through the door. It's the same distance if you go back as it is to go forward. So go forward and fulfill your destiny. In closing, it's important to note that while God may open or close a door, he will not force you to go through the open door or prevent you from opening a closed door. A very important truth about God is that he has given you free will. That means you have the ability to make your own choices. Faith requires free will. Love requires free will. Obedience requires free will. We always have a choice. Recall Joshua's words in Joshua 25, verse 15. And he said, "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." As Joshua made a decision to put his faith in God, I encourage you to do the same. Learn to hear God's voice through the scriptures. Learn to hear his voice as the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And also recognize that he can speak to you through the circumstances of life. And during all of this, allow the peace of God to rule or be the umpire in your hearts. That's Colossians 3:15. This means you need to work through the fear, the confusion, or any doubt. Remember, fear, confusion, and doubt are the opposites of faith, and we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Pursue it with everything that's in you. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you the next time. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and you want to know more, please check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com. or simply PastorVic.com. And then again, if you have an opportunity, please do leave a review on iTunes or whatever platform you're using. God bless you again.